Today, a Philadelphia minister won a victory in her effort to keep her credentials in the United Methodist Church. A church appeals panel reversed an earlier verdict against Irene Elizabeth Stroud. That earlier verdict had found Stroud guilty of violating church law because she's in a lesbian relationship. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Today, Beth Stroud says she's feeling hopeful and encouraged. Sort of.
This may not be over. I'm waiting to hear if the church is going to appeal this ruling to the next level. So I don't know yet that this is resolved, not for me personally and certainly not for the church as a whole.
In a sense, Beth Stroud started the case 2 years ago by choosing to tell her bishop and her congregation that she was a lesbian and that she was in a committed relationship with another woman. Last December, the associate pastor at the First United Methodist Church of Germantown in Philadelphia faced a jury of her peers to decide whether she was guilty of violating church law. The United Methodist Church's Book of Discipline considers the practice of homosexuality as incompatible with Christian teachings, and it forbids the ordination and appointment of self-avowed practicing homosexuals. The jury of United Methodist ministers found her guilty of engaging in practices that are incompatible with Christian teachings. Today, a church appeals committee voted 8-1 to reverse that ruling and to set it aside. It also voted to restore Stroud's credentials as a minister. The appeals panel said it believes that the evidence in support of the charge was, quote, overwhelming, but it also concluded that the trial court erred. It said one error was that the church's rulemaking body hasn't defined what it means to be a practicing homosexual. The appeals panel also concluded that the church hasn't put into doctrine the idea that homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teachings.
This is a technicality. It's an effort to circumvent the law of the church.
Maxie Dunham is chancellor of the Conservative Asbury Theological Seminary. He says the appeals panel is flat wrong, legally and in a larger sense.
A church has a right to have standards of ministry. She knew when she entered the Methodist ministry what the position of the Methodist church was on this issue. And so she can't say that we're doing her harm. She has known this all along.
Church officials say the church is almost certain to appeal the ruling, but may not decide officially today. An appeal would go to the church's version of the Supreme Court. In the meantime, Stroud has been serving as a lay member at her church. She says she will not return to the functions of an ordained minister until the question is resolved once and for all, whether she may stay or must go. Libby Lewis, NPR News.